Today at the City Chambers, there was a full council meeting when councillors agreed to take forward plans to impose a transient visitor levy or tourist tax in the capital. One of the Almond councillors, Norrie Work, took the opportunity of raising a fairly sad piece of news with the Lord Provost during today's council meeting. Councillor Work, earlier on today at the council meeting, you mentioned that the Mayor of Contalmaison has sadly died. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, I only just received email very recently, and I just wanted to make sure the council were well aware, simply because the funeral's on Monday, that's only a few days away, and I wanted to make sure that the council recognised the fact, because it'd be too late next month to remember it. So it was just the relationship between Edinburgh, Contalmaison, McCrae's Battalion Trust is very important to the council, and I've been over to represent the Lord Provost on numerous occasions to lay a wreath. And of course the connections between McCrae's, the 16th Royal Scots and Edinburgh is very important.
I understand the Mayor is a lady. Can you tell me a little about her?
Yes, her name was Patricia Leroy, and I'd met her every time I'd gone over, and they wear their sort of red, white and blue sashes, and I've got some lovely photographs of her, always had a lovely smile, and took the role very seriously. Because it is just a little village after all, you know, but it was a little part of Edinburgh. It was one of the objectives on the July the 1st of the Battle of the Somme, where the McCrae's Battalion were to take Contalmaison, and a lot of them of course died on that day, and it was also the 15th Royal Scots, and so they have this connection with the village to commemorate every year.
And there's a big connection with Hearts as well.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, it wasn't just Hearts, and I think the McCrae's Battalion Trust are always very keen to recognise me. Yes, a lot of the players, Hearts players, did join McCrae's Battalion, but there was other players as well, Falkirk, Kibbs, Wraith Rovers, etc. So it's... And supporters as well, and fans.
And so the Lord Provost is going to send a message of condolence?
Yes, and that's why I wanted to make sure that it was recognised today.
Councillor Webber, you're councillor for where, remind me?
Pentland Hills Ward.
And here we are today, it's a full council meeting, and you had actually put in a question which was answered before the meeting. Tell us a little about your question and what prompted it.
Well, it's all about the process and involvement of all the elected members in the process around the budget. And it was prompted by the fact that it's been a very challenging financial settlement we've had, and we feel that everyone needs to get on board with some of the savings we need to achieve. But as a group, the largest group in the council, we had a phone call on a Thursday afternoon requesting a meeting with the Chief Executive for that Monday.
Do you feel a bit like a member of the press then? We get told about a few hours before a press call usually to come into the City Chambers and chat about something which can be pages and pages deep. But, you know, you are elected members, so I suppose you have more right than we do.
I would like to think so. And ironically, I think the press briefing was on the Friday, and our meeting that was scheduled with the Chief Executive was the Monday after that.
That does actually put a different picture. Maybe I could have told you something about it. And do you feel that by being neglected in inverted commas, that do you feel that you haven't been able to contribute as much to the process?
That's very much how we feel as a group, yes. And also, in terms of the entire consultation process, the savings that were laid in front of the public for the consultation, there wasn't really an element of choice. We were only giving savings up to the amount of money that we needed to save. There was no element of choice, and there was no ability for us to shape or choose or suggest other alternatives to go out there.
And are you happy with the answer that you were given? And do remind me what the answer was. The answer was something like they were waiting for the Scottish government to actually give the figures in their spring budget. I think that's what it is.
That was one element of the answer, but it was also around the timetable for budgeting and consultation, because it's not as if the budget process comes out of nowhere in the calendar. It's an annual occurrence, and we would like there to be a timetable of dates and consultations with all the groups across the council to be involved in this.
They did say that the finance convener did say that you've been told at a meeting on the 27th of September last year.
I scoured those papers and I couldn't find a timetable anywhere. And one of my questions today will be to ask if that timetable does exist in those papers from the FNR committee on the 27th of September, that they make that available to me, because I couldn't find it.
An integral part of the council meeting held each month is that councillors get the chance to put a question in writing to any of the conveners, and there has to be an answer in writing. We caught up with a couple of councillors who had lodged such questions. Councillor Bruce, you've asked one of the questions at today's full council meeting, but it's really a load of rubbish, isn't it?
Well,
what prompted you to ask this question about waste and waste collections?
Basically, it's a number of complaints that have come in from all across the city. So it's basically about making sure that we get to the bottom of why it's happening, and we find out why it's happening, and make sure it doesn't happen again. Learn from our mistakes.
Which wards do you represent?
Pentland Hills.
And have lots of people in Pentland Hills had missed bin collections?
Yes, missed bins, various types of missed bins. So food waste, landfill, garden waste, etc. So it's all across, and a number of complaints have come in. And sometimes it's taken weeks for them to come back and sort it out.
One of the questions, though, that you asked the Transport and Environment convener was that she put an out-of-office reply on her email over Christmas and what arrangements she'd put in place. Are you happy with the response she's given? Or do you not feel that's a little bit of an unreasonable question to be asking somebody what they're doing over the Christmas holidays?
I think it's important, you know, when you make changes to bins, etc., and all the various processes that go on, that you're trying to make improvements, that you're on hand to deal with the issues. You know, the people of Edinburgh want that, and they want to make sure that you are actually dealing with it. And it's just a confirmation to make sure that,
which is attached to the answer,
she is dealing with it,
that the number of complaints is going down. The number of complaints the week to the 31st of December was 1,645. Then it went up to 2,400 in the following week. And now, the week to the 21st of January, it's way back down to 564, which actually is the lowest it's been since the 1st of October. So do you think that gives you some comfort that the matter is actually sorting itself out now?
It's now, yes, but before there was a lot of problems, and you can see that in the figures all the way through the various weeks running up to Christmas and beyond Christmas.
Well, we'll just have to see in the weeks ahead whether the numbers rise again. I understand that all you councillors get a weekly report, so I'm sure you'll keep in touch with us to tell us what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much for speaking with us. You can read the full-length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.